A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Let the wilderness and the dry lands exult. Let the wasteland rejoice and bloom. Let it bring forth flowers like the jonquil. Let it rejoice and sing for joy. The glory of Lebanon is bestowed on it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen all weary hands, steady all trembling knees, and say to all faint hearts, courage, do not be afraid. Look, your God is coming, vengeance is coming, the retribution of God, he is coming to save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unsealed. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongues of the dumb sing for joy. For those the Lord has ransomed shall return. They will come to Zion shouting for joy, everlasting joy on their faces. Joy and gladness will go with them, and sorrow and lament be ended. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
Come, Lord, and save us. Come, Lord, and save us. Who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is God who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free. Come, Lord, and save us. Come, Lord, and save us. It is the Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and orphan. Come, Lord, and save us. It is the Lord who loves the just, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God, from age to age. Come, Lord, and save us.
A reading from the letter of St. James. Be patient, brothers, until the Lord's coming. Think of a farmer, how patiently he waits for the precious fruit of the ground until it has had the autumn rains and the spring rains. You too have to be patient. Do not lose heart, because the Lord's coming will be soon. Do not make complaints against one another, so as not to be brought to judgment yourselves. The judge is already to be seen, waiting at the gates. For your example, brothers, in submitting with patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John, in his prison, had heard what Christ was doing, and he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or have we got to wait for someone else? Jesus answered, "Go back and tell John what you hear and see. The blind see again, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised to life, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. And happy is the man who does not lose faith in me." As the messengers were leaving, Jesus began to talk to the people about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swaying in the breeze? No. Then what did you go out to see? A man wearing fine clothes? Oh no, those who wear fine clothes are to be found in palaces. Then what did you go out for? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and much more than a prophet. He is the one of whom Scripture says, 'Look, I am going to send my messenger before you. He will prepare your way before you.' I tell you solemnly, of all the children born of women, a greater than John the Baptist has never been seen. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he is." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to be on our Jesus Christ.
We all worry. And I can see you're all worrying, how long is he going to speak for? Put yourself in this place then. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and Ben is wide awake and worrying. All his daytime worries come to him at 3 o'clock in the morning. They come and greet him in the darkness of night. He worries about his daughter, if she's been bullied. He's anxious about his new business venture. Was he right to leave that very secure employment? He's frightened about the chest pains he's having. Does this mean he's got heart problems? At 3 o'clock in the morning, there's no answers. Ben is wide awake, worrying. John is in prison at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's dark, it's lonely, and he's a man of the wilderness, of open places, breezes in the air, the sun on his back. Now he's locked away in darkness. No sun to warm him, no wind to blow through his hair. Perhaps he wasn't the prophet called to proclaim the coming of the God's Messiah that he thought he was. Perhaps he's mistaken. Jesus affirms to the crowd John's identity. Even in his dark prison cell, John hears about his preaching. His task was to call the people of Israel to repent and to turn to God. Perhaps Jesus is also inviting us today to turn to God. They might have expected to see the miracles of healing, the raising from the dead, the cure of the leper. There's a lot in our world today to worry about, and a lot of it that frightens us. There's plenty, plenty to occupy our minds at 3 o'clock in the morning. But maybe like John, we have doubts. Is our God really our God? Faith has many questions, of which we can't always get the right answer. There's a birthday card I saw some time ago, which reads, "Sweetheart, you are the answer to my prayers." Then when you open it, it reads, "You're not exactly what I prayed for, but apparently you are the answer." They say Christmas has started more rows and wars in this world than anything else. And it's about expectation, that expectation we all have. You can see it in children's faces when they open their presents. They're halfway through saying, "Is it really going to be my Superman figure or my Xbox?" And then they find it isn't, and their expectations drop. It's a bit like that for us. You know, we come to church, we pray, we think our prayers aren't answered because we're not getting exactly what we prayed for. Doesn't mean to say Jesus isn't answering our prayers. He gives us what we need, not what we expect. Christmas is full of tensions, problems, and it's sometimes difficult to rise to the challenge of not getting exactly what we want. John in his prison must have felt that. He must have despaired at times while he waited to be executed. Cardinal Basil Hume wrote of St. Teresa of Lisieux, "In 1987, I visited St. Teresa's cell in the Carmel of Lisieux. By the door in her cell was scratched into the wood, 'Jesus is my only love.' But that was not written in exaltation, but in near despair. She was thus crying out for her beloved, that even when she experienced nothing but absence, emptiness, darkness, she clung to the assurance of being loved and carried in his arms." That is a faith that's heroic in level. It's something that is huge in trust. The question we ask today in this season of joy is, have we got that trust? Have we got that hope and expectation and trust that what we need will be given to us, not necessarily what we want or wish for? Happy the man or woman in prison who does not lose faith in Jesus. Happy the man or woman stuck between a rock and a hard place who does not lose faith in Jesus. And happy the one who does not lose faith here in St. Anthony's, faith in Jesus.